Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Spencer Chan on April the 7th, 1983, by Sue Ellen Chan. Tape 1. Mr. Chan, would you like to just describe your parents? Where did your parents come from, and what did they do? Start with your father.
Well, now look, this is going to be kind of a sensitive question because, because strange as it may seem, especially to people in this country, I don't know.
You don't?
No, I do not know.
Oh, I see.
I do not know. That's period. That's
Okay. And
you know, some people have roots and they have families and they write back and forth and they know them and they talk about them. I do not.
Oh, I see.
So from that standpoint, it's quite sensitive. How come I don't know? Maybe they're non-existent, or maybe there's something wrong with them, or how do I know? But as I'm trying to tell you, I do not know.
Okay. So, but you don't know what your father was doing, or you'd rather not talk about it?
It's not that. I don't really. Could you listen? I mean, well, it's all right. Everybody, people that say that their father was coming from Ireland or someplace, they know and they write to him, and they know their cousins and their uncles. I don't.
That's right.
And why I don't know, I don't know. Because I was not yet born. He was born many years later.
That's right.
And since then, they never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I never asked them.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe in our family, maybe it's peculiar to us.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't, it's not that we weren't supposed to, but
just
we didn't.
Never ask.
Yeah.
Right. So how, what can you remember about your father and your mother?
Well,
your father was in what occupation? Interpreter?
He was a minister,
mm-hmm.
A Methodist minister,
mm-hmm.
and we had a what we called a church of sorts on Los Angeles Street, and he did the preaching there in Chinese, and he was able to read and write both in English and Chinese,
mm-hmm.
so he worked up a sermon of sorts,
mm-hmm.
and beside that, for his income, he had no, he had shares in, or partnerships in various, which I don't know about, ranches and farmers, which he assisted, and they, gave him a share. If they were profitable, well, he would get something. There were several shares, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we had, he had a share in an asparagus ranch. I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acquainted with American lawyers and people of that kind, immigration department. And he was one of several Chinese people who spoke English, and also had contact with Chinese,
uh-huh.
who did not have much contact with English, with Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, from that standpoint, he was valuable to their, for their services.
Uh-huh.
And they, he was able to, about 1895 or so, I think it was, or six or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He built our house,
mm-hmm.
which we have on Third and Breed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already several of my sisters, let me see, four of us were living at that time.
Uh-huh.
My two older sisters and my brother uh-huh. and I were living at that time. And so we moved over to the house on Boyle Heights.
Uh-huh.
And we stood there ever since. How he got that, how he got the money to build and buy the lot, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
He didn't, I was quite young then, of course, being about 5 years old. We never talked about it. It was none of my, I wasn't curious how we got it. We got a house, that's all.
That's right.
And, so there were four of us, as I say, and we lived there. That was our residence ever since, except when we moved over to here. There was quite a few of us, the family, that is. That's why it was such a big house,
mm-hmm.
and we it was a question of last survivors, so my sister and myself were being the last survivors of the big family that we had. Eight people all together, eight children all together,
mm-hmm.
beside the two parents.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be 10 people, that we were the last survivors of 10 people.
Oh.
Well, that's as far as the details, that is in general how we came to have the place. And as I will try to explain to you, I don't know whether it's a satisfactory
uh-huh.
explanation or not,
uh-huh.
that I don't know where his origin.
That
I don't want to say,
uh-huh.
but I don't know, actually, don't know.
Right.
And I don't know whether my sister knows or not.
Uh-huh.
You could ask her, but I never ask her.
You didn't miss Caroline.
Yes, that's the only, uh-huh. only surviving sister I have.
Uh-huh.
There's only two of us left in the whole family, as I mentioned before, the last survivors. So there was two of us. And so, as I say, I never asked my sister the origin of my father or mother. I don't know.
When were you born?
In Los Angeles on Wall Street.
Wall Street?
Yes,
uh-huh.
down here.
Uh-huh.
Near, we lived there near Fifth and Wall.
Uh-huh, Fifth and Wall.
Nearby there,
uh-huh.
I don't know exactly the spot.
Uh-huh.
But I remember moving from there to our house. I've been their official residence ever since then. Although I didn't stay there all the time.
What year was that?
That was about
1995
or so.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us about your childhood? The life that you went with your father to places and your neighbors and
I went to school, we all did,
mm-hmm.
right across the street, and there was a considerable racial prejudice at that time against
mm-hmm.
Chinese,
mm-hmm.
although we didn't have any fights ourselves much, but there was some feeling. We were the only Chinese in that neighborhood at that time, and we were neutral, sort of, well, except that there was some hostility, you could say, and we, being very sensitive, being kids, at that time I was quite sensitive and to those things, and kind of bashful, you might say,
mm-hmm.
and backward, and we got along, we got through to school, and went on to high school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Polytechnic. You would ask a question, please?
Oh, okay, sure. So you said that you were sensitive about the discrimination, or you were shy?
Well, sure, we were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, either shy or sensitive. People that walk great big six-footers, that are white men and walk among for the big white men, they don't have to be sensitive. Me being a little old Chinaman, I have to be. I know there's discrimination. It's the same as there are Negroes, a discrimination against black people and Orientals.
Maybe even you were a child.
Especially when I was a child, because I didn't know any better. Well, I don't want to give it a personal, I don't hope you don't take a personal analysis of picking my brain.
No.
But that is the reason.
Right.
Uh-huh. That is the reason.
Uh-huh.
That's why I am.
Right. So you went to Poly High.
Yes.
Polytech High School.
Yes.
And there were more Chinese students there, were they?
I didn't see any.
Oh. At that time, when you were there, you were one of very few, huh?
There were very few Chinese in the whole town,
oh.
In the whole California, you might say.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, what did you take up in high school? Did you,
they didn't give much choice. They didn't give us much choice. We just went to high school and they didn't specialize in anything.
Uh-huh.
Now they did. I don't know anything about nowadays. I got some literature from the Board of Education people that are running for office. They, they do this, they promise this and that, but in those days we just went to school.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Free.
So did you plan to do anything while you were at high school, say that you're going to college or you're going to do some picking a career at that time? Did you plan for anything at that time?
Well, actually, I don't think this is a good subject for publication.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
You see, really it's sort of well, actually, it's a private affair. I don't want to be rude, but I think that's a person's failures and lack of huge success is their own affair, rather than whether I would say I blame it on to anybody. I can't blame it on to any one person. Some people do, but maybe it is the fault of some other person. Maybe it's my own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the way I'm born and raised.
Okay. How about your mother? Your mother was always home, or did she do any work outside?
No, she
home?
Did not work.
Mm-hmm.
No, she stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
She had 8 kids all together in the house. She didn't, some Chinese women, even nowadays, they went out and worked such as menial jobs because all they could do, and they could make a few dollars or a few cents once in a while, depending upon the labor they did.
Mm-hmm.
No, nowadays I understand that they do more than they did in those days.
Yes.
No, she did not. The question would be, did she work or she did not work outside?
Didn't she go to work for churches, like a volunteer type of work? Visiting homes?
No, not officially, no. She wasn't hired for that purpose. She went of her own free will.
Uh-huh.
She called on people and where she was accepted. And, that's it.
Uh-huh.
She was not hired or...
That's
or,
right.
or
so volunteer her own time to visit.
And no special time. She had no special hours or days. She would go when she was able to. And she'd go when she felt like it. I don't know.
But she did help in the church also, did she?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
It was in the church, in connection with the church also. A lot of Chinese women don't go to church.
Uh-huh.
So she went to visit them.
Oh,
she visited wherever, I don't know, keep a diary on where she went, I don't know.
Did Did she ever follow, I mean, did you ever follow her to places in Chinatown?
I didn't follow her, I took her. She followed me. Well, she didn't drive a car,
uh-huh.
And I did.
Uh-huh.
And so I would take her at times, sometimes I wouldn't, sometimes. Sometimes she would go on a streetcar. No, I did not. She did
well,
not.
That would be after, say, you were 20 years old or some. After the children all grown up, then she started going to Chinatown visiting people.
Well, I don't know when she started.
Mm-hmm. But then you were the one taking her around.
Well, I was one of them. Uh-huh. I wasn't the only one. Certainly.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Sometimes she would go by herself. She was very well able, she could speak English, she could ride a streetcar, she knew where they were going, and she would either take a streetcar or walk or something, whether Chinatown or other parts of town, she could go.
Uh-huh. Was she born here that she speaks such good English?
I don't know.
I
don't know, because
right.
She was born before I was.
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
So I don't know, she never told me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know her ancestry. I do not know them, and I don't care to ask.
Uh-huh. Did you visit Chinatown when you were a little
sure,
boy?
Sure, yes, I did.
Can you describe and remember the Chinatown? Who, what kind of a town? You know, what type of stores they have?
They had general merchandise, which was in those days described as a little of everything, which would be what they were able to sell. And vegetables, groceries, and Chinese articles. And on Los Angeles Street, there would be drug stores and art goods stores. And some of them were grocery stores. Yes, I did go around there. I don't know exactly when or where,
mm-hmm.
But I was quite familiar with the town. It was Los Angeles Street, of course, and Alameda down parallel,
mm-hmm.
And branching off from that would be what is now Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
It was Marchesault Street, went clear
mm-hmm.
on down to the what we call the barns,
mm-hmm.
The vegetable peddler's barns. They slept and had their horses down there.
Uh-huh.
And Marchesault, and then there's Apple Blazin
uh-huh.
parallel.
Uh-huh.
And up here, down to the south, and there's Cross Street, and Cayetano Street, and most, the main thing was Alameda.
Uh-huh.
And they had various stores there, come and go. The stores would come and go. So throughout the years, there would be different ones.
Uh-huh.
Some of them were more permanent than others, that's right.
Uh-huh. Did you go to Chinatown alone or with your
sure.
father?
Sure.
Cool.
I went by alone when I was old enough to go.
Uh-huh.
So I went with him or with other people. But not necessarily, I wasn't helpless. I could drive a streetcar.
Uh-huh.
Before I could go to Chinatown, I don't know what for. I can't describe what I went down there for before. I mean, I didn't go down there to play
uh-huh.
or to visit. I just went down there, sure.
Uh-huh.
Some years and some days I wouldn't go at all.
Uh-huh. I see. Were there many streets, narrow alleys and that type of setup? Or
well, they were mostly narrow because because they didn't need to be wide streets like the boulevards here. They had some places that. That place between Marchesault and Apple Blazin,
mm-hmm.
it started at where which was later to become a Banchan restaurant upstairs,
uh-huh.
And right up downstairs, of course, on the street level, would be a narrow alleyway all the way through to Apple Blazin Street, which was to the north. And people could walk back and forth there, which
uh-huh.
it wasn't a highway or anything like that,
I
just
see.
A convenience.
Uh-huh.
And that was about the narrowest place I saw there. The rest of them wide enough for horse and wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not paved in those days.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rainy season, they were quite muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way it was,
mm-hmm.
all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Even up the plaza of course was still there. It was there in those days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Plaza Park?
Yes.
It was just almost the same in those days as it is now.
I see.
Sunset goes on the north side of it, of course, all the way down, and then it becomes Marchesault after Alameda.
Uh-huh, I see. So are there any particular stores that you will go, say, picking up groceries or?
Well, they're not existent now.
Yeah, but at that time.
We used to have business or go to Mao Long.
Uh-huh.
There was a Lo Wu people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that was the one I used to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father had, he would send me down there for errands of various kinds. That's all.
Uh-huh.
I didn't make a business of going up and down the street peddling on any stores or any place like that. Just like around here, I don't go around. Nobody goes around walking in and out of stores,
right?
Unless they got business there,
right?
Like peddlers or salesmen, they might go to try to sell their particular line of merchandise. But I had nothing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know these people. Most of them I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At that time, what did you do? Can you describe your working experiences through the years? What you have done?
Well, this thing is not a history of my shame, or what do they call it?
No.
Don't get paid. I would say that most of the time I would undertake jobs,
mm-hmm.
that nobody else wanted, because I couldn't, because I could speak a little English,
mm-hmm.
and some people don't, and some people would look for the dollar, almighty dollar, and they would shove the free work to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that standpoint, oh yes, it brings up the subject of voting, which maybe it's not very popular, voting, but in those days, 1915,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was a World Fair year,
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco.
Yes.
We had which is now called Honganwui.
Uh-huh.
And in those days it was different. As offspring of the original, what we call it, we call it the same thing in Chinese, but they had a different charter. They had a state charter, of course, and it was supposed to be a native people. Of course, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the politicians, do you remember Peter Suhu?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Of course, he died now. He was a politician. He was a federal go-getter.
Uh-huh.
And he and I went to the registrar of voters,
mm-hmm.
at the instigation of a Mexican fellow,
mm-hmm.
by the name of Petrotti.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was French, Mexican or something like that, Italian. And he was running for city council, and we were free work. I was, as I say, the part of my free work was to go with Peter Suhu,
mm-hmm.
and we got a big book, and we went around registering so-called eligible Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and it was quite a chore, because they just like they now. Many foreigners,
mm-hmm.
Were scared to register. They figured, because they were, a lot of them were not eligible to register anyway.
That's right.
But we convinced them to to register.
Uh-huh.
And we, when it come to voting, we had, the voting place was at Macy Street School.
Uh-huh.
Schoolhouse on, it was on Macy and what is now Macy,
what is that street? Or? No.
No, it's down. It's down around the river bed. Well, it becomes Brooklyn Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's see, what is it? It's, well, anyway, it's not far from Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple of, well, about over 300 registrants.
Mm-hmm.
And we went around, we went around
mm-hmm.
an evening and caught them in the stores and they had Peter Su translate their Chinese questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we would write them down in the book.
Uh-huh.
And issue a permit or whatever you call vote, or register them, in other words.
Uh-huh.
And we had this, remember we,
uh-huh.
thing, and we had the, it was right next to Zhonghua upstairs
uh-huh.
on Alsander Street.
Uh-huh.
We had use of that hall, that room. We went there in the evening and registered a couple of hundred people.
Oh.
And we took them, we showed them to the, our candidate, who was a Mexican fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh boy, he was quite elated to get so many signatures. The idea would get them down to the Macy Street, oh yes, that's Macy Street.
Uh-huh.
Macy Street School.
Uh-huh.
And we had opposition there because the opposition would say, what are these bunch of Orientals doing here? They can't vote.
Uh-huh.
And they had, we had to call the officers, the election people down there
mm-hmm.
to, the cops wouldn't come, wouldn't bother about us,
mm-hmm.
the ordinary police, but we had to get the election people on election day to some kind of disorder that they would scare the Chinese away, you see.
Mm.
We had to accompany them by groups.
Mm-hmm.
We took them on election day. They had to come report to the Pumebui headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take them in cars
oh.
that were donated, and we would take a load of them down there and see that they would vote.
Ah.
It was, of course, it didn't amount to much because it was strictly local.
Uh-huh.
But it was a good, that was one thing that had never happened before and never will happen again. It was over a period of several years we did that. We registered gradually as it would, you know, the enthusiasm would drop off and the defeats would mount up and they wouldn't get any place.
Uh-huh.
And there's no advantage in it.
Uh-huh.
But out of that we had, that was a, sort of a nucleus of the Ntongi Hui.
Uh-huh.
And since then they changed it to CACA.
Uh-huh.
And they changed the charter and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And so it sort of dropped off because they didn't need us anymore. It wasn't a very attractive job anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I did for nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know what it's worth. Well, it was worth nothing.
Oh,
but
yes.
It was a new thing that
mm-hmm.
Chinese never voted before, never registered before.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they, I still don't know why they should. They don't do any good. I just sent my absentee ballot in.
Uh-huh.
Today, they have a voting place here.
Uh-huh.
But the lady here,
uh-huh.
her name is, she's one of the social workers here.
Uh-huh.
She just picked up my sample ballot,
uh-huh.
which I punched for the 12th primary election.
Uh-huh.
And I keep up the registration on the voting.
Sure.
Uh-huh. That was one thing we did.
Uh-huh. Was that 1915?
Well, it was 50. It was started in about 1915.
Oh.
Because it was, I remember the date because I went as a delegate. I went to San Francisco for the convention. The convention was in 1915 on the occasion of the World's Fair in 1915.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And of course, I was of age at that time.
And Peter Suhu Sr. would go also at the same time, at that time, right?
I don't know whether he went or not.
Oh.
I don't know whether he went up there or not.
I see.
But there was quite a crowd who went to the visit to the fair and the convention. The convention was held in San Francisco Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
And it was lasted about a week.
Uh-huh.
It was quite an occasion for most of us because we, I don't know whether you ever heard of that. Harvard and Yale steamship. They used to run between San Francisco and Los Angeles back and forth.
Oh.
And we, it was my first boat ride. And we went up one night. I mean, it was an all night trip. And the same thing coming back, of course. So we went, a whole group of us went on board this Harvard steamship. And got